Hello, Kina.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Dapo Provera lawsuit. Did you already file a claim or are you still looking into filing?
I'm supposed to, I tried to already online. I'm just waiting.
Okay, so you submitted the questionnaire, correct? You completed that?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, so this is the follow-up call. From my understanding is, again, the call is on a recorded line. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Dapo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be asking you a few sets of questions. If you could simply answer yes or no, we'll get through this as quick as possible. Did
Okay.
you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Right.
Okay. And you're looking to file this claim for yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Well, they said that I was diagnosed with God, I don't even know really how to pronounce it very well.
That's
But
okay.
they said it was a brain tumor.
What
And they,
is it called?
it's minimum, oh God, how do I pronounce it?
That's okay. You
I'm
can spell it
sorry.
out and then I can double check to make sure it's the right one.
Okay, give me one second. Just give me one second. Hold on, because I know I had wrote it down somewhere. Give me a
No
second.
worries. That's okay.
Let's see. I think it's menintomia, something like that.
Is it, I'm sorry, could you say that, pronounce that one more time, please?
Give me one more. Just give me one second. Because I know I had wrote it down somewhere because it was terrible for me to. It's meningioma.
Did you say meningioma?
Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And
Yeah.
where was it located in your body?
In my head, in my brain. They said it's a
Okay.
brain tumor.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And to the best of your remembrance, what was the date of your diagnosis?
The date I had wrote it down. Just give me a second, because I knew that well, you guys were going to be asking me questions, and my memory is not the best.
That's
But
okay. No
yeah,
worries.
just give me one second. Yeah, so I was diagnosed. Let me see, because I know I started taking it in 2019.
Okay.
And I stopped taking, well, I started taking the Depo May 2019. And I stopped taking it July 2022.
Okay. And then
And,
when were you diagnosed? To the best of your remembrance, approximately.
okay, I believe I was diagnosed, I think it was July 17th, July something. It was July 2022 for sure.
Okay, did you want me to put July 17, 2022?
July 12th. Maybe it was July 12th.
12. Okay, so
Yeah,
7,
2022.
12,
12,
22.
22.
Okay, 7, 12, 2022. Is that right? To the best of your remembrance?
Yeah. Well,
Okay.
yeah.
And then what's your date of birth?
10/2/80.
I have 10/2/1980. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Dapo Provera? Family,
No.
friends, extended family and friends that were diagnosed with the same ailment?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Now, did you receive a Dapo pill or Dapo Provera shot?
I had a Depo-Provera shot.
Okay. Now, to the following question, if you could please answer yes or no. Did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
You said, did I? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo Sub Q Provera, or was it the generic acetate?
Depo Provera.
Okay. And so just to confirm, did you only use the name brand Depo Provera? And
I believe it was Pfizer.
And so just to confirm, you didn't use any generic versions. You just used the name brand, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how many years did you use Depo Provera? You said you started in 2019 and then you
yeah.
stopped in 2022?
Right. So like 3-4 years.
Okay. Did you want me to put... 3 years or four? 3 years?
3 years, I believe.
Okay.
Well, from the start date to the stop date, however long.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date, yes or no?
No.
So the question is asking, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? So it's asking if you used it within between those years.
Oh, yeah, before, yes.
So between January 1st of 1992 through January 21st of 2025, did you use Depo Provera between those years?
Yes.
Okay. And you said approximately it was May 2019 when you started using it, correct?
Yes.
So that would be 5/1/2019?
Yes.
And then you stopped using it in July, so that would be 7/1/2022?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment, please. Now, for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then for confirmation, verification purposes, will you please spell out your legal first name?
K-E-N-A.
Okay. I have K-E-N-A. Is that Kena or
yes.
Kenna?
Kena.
Kena. And then last name, please.
Hamilton.
Okay. Is that H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N?
Yes.
All right. And for security purposes, your social?
537-86-9156.
I have here 537-86-9156. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the email that we have here is Kena, K-E-N-A, Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N, 911@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
The phone number that we have is 323-590-4951. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is this a mobile number?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the primary address?
1209
uh-huh.
West Gage Avenue.
Is that G-A-G-U-E?
G-A-G-E.
Okay. Avenue?
Los Angeles, California, 90044.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right. So I have 1209 West Gage Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90044. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And is there a unit number, apartment number, or any
no.
suite? Okay. Now, was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product, to the best of your remembrance?
They did it every 3 months.
Okay. So if they did it every 3 months, I'm going to see if it can help you. So in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. So May, June, July. So how many shots would you say you had in 2019? Was it three or four?
I think I altogether, I think I had about 9 or 10 shots.
Okay. You said 10 shots?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
That was Mr. Dale Parks,
Is it
Dr. Dale
Dr.
Parks.
Dale
Yes.
Parks?
Yes, sir.
And is Dr. Dale Parks in,
Gynecologist.
okay, give me one moment, please. Okay, I think I see Dr. Dale Parks, MD, gynecology, located in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, it was Torrance Memorial.
Okay. And is it the Providence Specialty Medical Group in Jefferson Boulevard? Is that the name of the facility or is it a different facility?
It's Torrance Memorial Medical Center. And
Okay. Did
the
you say
address is 3330 Lameda Boulevard.
Lameda Boulevard? Okay, let me see if I can find that real quick. Okay. I'm sorry, will you kindly repeat the name of the hospital or the facility again, please?
Torrance Memorial Medical Center.
Torrance Memorial. Okay, I see the Torrance Memorial Medical Center that's located in 3330 Lomita Boulevard, Torrance, California, 90505. Okay. And I see that their phone number in the facility's phone number they have here as 310-325-9110.
Yeah.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right. Now, the prescribing doctor, was he also Dr. Parks, Dale Parks?
The prescribing the depot?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and then the facility is all the same, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right, and then the pharmacy name, was it also in Torrance Memorial Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Again, I'm so sorry that you were diagnosed with this. What was the method that they did to diagnose the meningioma?
I had a blood test. I know I had a CT scan. I had
CT
a
scan? Okay.
an MRI
An
and
MRI. Okay.
a
So both.
biopsy.
Okay. And then what's the name of the diagnosing doctor? Was it also Dr. Dale Parks?
No, the doctor, the neurosurgeon, Jason Berkeley.
Jason Berkeley. And is that Dr. Jason Berkeley in 444 South San Vicente Boulevard, Los Angeles, California?
It's at Centinela Hospital. I'm sorry, Cedars-Sinai. Sorry.
No worries. Let me see if I could find the right one. I do see a Dr. Jason Berkeley showing as a neurosurgeon. Is
Yeah,
it
that's him. That's 8700 Beverly Boulevard.
okay? Let me find that real quick because the one that's showing here. Okay, let me see. Dr. Jason Berkeley, neurologist. And it's it Berkeley, Berkeley,
Yeah.
Jason. Okay. And then you said the facility name. Would you kindly repeat that, please?
Cedars-Sinai.
Is that Peter Sinai?
Cedar with a C.
Oh, Cedar. Okay. Sinai. Is it CETER?
Cedar with a D. Let me
Oh,
see. Let me.
Cedar. Okay. Oh, I see it. Cedar Sinai Medical Center, that's located in 8700 Beverly Boulevard,
That's
Los
it.
Angeles, California.
Yeah, that's the one.
90048. Okay. Thank you. Give me one moment, please. And I do see that the phone number that they have for the facility is 310-423-3277.
Yes.
And Dr. Jason Berkeley, neurologist, correct?
Yeah. I think he's a neurosurgeon. I don't know.
Neurosurgeon.
Neurologist. I
Okay.
don't know. I don't know the medical
Neurology.
terms.
I believe, yeah, I believe, so he's a neurology.
Okay.
Okay. Specialty neurology. Okay, now, yes or no, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. Now, did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Well, I had craniotomy surgery.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me see if the spelling for that. It said craniotomy.
Yeah, it's so hard to pronounce, but it's CRANIOTOMY.
So you had craniotomy.
There you go.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And radiation therapy.
Radiation therapy. Okay. All right. So craniotomy and radiation therapy. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then was the treating doctor, also Dr. Berkeley?
Yes.
Same hospital, the Cedar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have a family history of meningioma? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Were you hospitalized for meningioma? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, to the best of your remembrance, what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Well, Jesus, it was after I was diagnosed and they did the treatment on me. So it was,
To the best, approximately to the best of your remembrance.
Yeah, my memory is really gone with that. But
That's okay.
it was after July.
Okay, so was it August of 2022?
Yes, that would be about right.
Okay. Now, did you want to add any additional medical notes? You don't have to. You can say no if you don't want to.
No, I don't
Okay.
like to. That's fine.
Now, for the following question, if you could please answer simply yes or no. Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis? Are you able to obtain these medical records from the hospital or from your neurologist or your doctors?
Yes.
Okay. And can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Maybe electronically,
Okay.
or I can have them released
Okay.
to whoever needs to see
Electronic,
them.
you want me to click electronically?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Now, for the following question, if you could please answer yes or no, do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, give me one second. Okay. Okay, give me one moment here, please. We're almost done. All right, so the last part is asking for an emergency contact information in case anything, unfortunate happens to you. This individual can continue your claim for you. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not.
Okay, and what is the name of the emergency contact?
Goldie Hamilton.
Is that Goldy Hamilton?
Goldie.
D-I-E. Okay. Sorry. Goldie Hamilton, Hamilton. Is that right?
Yes.
And the phone number for Goldie?
323-705-0553.
And what's the relationship with Goldie Hamilton?
That's my mother.
Parent?
Yes.
Okay. For the emergency contact email, did you want me to just put yours or do you have your mother's email?
You can put mine.
Okay, give me one moment, please. And that's the KinaHamilton911@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And then for the contact address?
The address is, oh, what's her address? Jeez. What is her address? I cannot remember her address right now.
That's okay. If you can't remember your mom's address, do you want me to just put your address for now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's pretty much it for now. I'm going to submit this real quick, and then once before I do submit this and send it over to you with the paperwork, I'm just going to confirm a few things just to double check we don't have any errors since this is a legal documentation. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
And thank you so much for your patience as well.
Problem.
All right. I do apologize. We're just waiting for the envelope to. There we go. While we wait for this, I do see that you live in Los Angeles. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Were you affected by the fire, or is everything okay?
We were okay over here, just a little ashes in the sky, that's about it. But yeah, it was really bad everywhere else.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. Our office is out here in Irvine, so we're in Orange County,
Oh, okay.
and we received some of the aftermath effect from the fire.
Right.
There were just ashes in the sky, but now it's been blown away, which is a good
Right.
thing. Or is it still pretty cloudy or
Yeah, it's
dark over
still
there?
kind of smoggy and cloudy and like a haze in the sky.
Yeah. Oh no.
It's scary.
Be careful. Make sure you
Yeah.
go out with like a mask or something so
Yeah,
that
you
you don't
got to keep a
inhale that.
mask on.
Yeah, we received was it the Amber Alerts letting us know
Yeah.
to make sure that when we go outside to be careful. Okay. Just want to confirm the legal first spelling of your first and last name is Kena, Kena. Hamilton, that's Hamilton. Is that correct?
Yes.
Your address I have here is 1209 West Gage Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90044.
Yes.
The phone number is 323-590-4951. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then the email that we have here is KenaHamilton911@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now you're going to receive a text and an email of the same exact thing. It's going to say from Alan Raimundo. It's for a DocuSign link. Go ahead and click on that link once you receive that. And I'm going to walk you through the process.
Okay, it says create an account.
So once you click that notification, you should see a link, a blue link that says DocuSign, and Did you click that already?
Yeah.
Okay, when you click that, go ahead and press continue or allow. You may have to check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and then hit continue and then click start.
Yeah, it just says join hundreds of millions of users, create a free account.
So you don't technically you don't have to create an account. You should be able to, once you click that link, you should be able to be directed to the actual documentation.
Let me try again.
Okay.
Messages.
Let me know. I could send it again if needs to be.
Hello. I can barely see. Let me see. It says the envelope was also sent by email to Keena Hamilton. Continue.
Yes, go ahead and click continue.
Okay.
And then
Then
once
I
you,
click the I agree.
yes, go ahead and click I agree. And then you may have to click check a box or click start.
Continue. And then tap start.
Yes, go ahead and press start. Once you press start, it's going to direct you to the first signature field. If you could
Yeah.
please sign it with your finger to the best of your ability and then hit adopt and sign. And then it's just two spaces for the signature. So it's the first and then it's going to direct you to the second field that needs to be filled out. You just tap on that and it should automatically fill your signature. And then hit next and then you can click finish once you're done. And I'm going to check it on my end.
Okay. It says you're done signing.
Okay, let me just check it on my end real quick to make sure that everything's good to go.
And now it says the error has occurred.
Okay, it looks good on my end. All right, so now I'm going to send you a text message here. It's just saying thank you for your time. It's going to come from a 949 area code. That's my direct line. Again, it's just saying thank you for your time. Now, within the next 24 to 48 business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 214 number. This is going to be Ben Martin Law Group. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to call me or text me from that number that you just received, the 949 area code. It has my availability, days and hours. Now, if for whatever reason in the next 24 to 48 hours, business hours, if you don't hear from the attorneys or if the attorneys misses or if you miss the calls from the attorneys or the text messages, please expect a call from me from that 949 number and I'll be soft transferring you to the attorneys so that they can begin your case. That
Okay.
step is a critical step in your the process of your claim so
What
that
is
they
your
can
name?
verify. My name is Alan.
Alan or
Yes.
Al?
Either or, Al or Alan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan.
Yes. Did you receive that text message from the
Yeah.
949 area code? Okay, excellent. Now, did you have any other questions for me, Kina?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Kina, I do want to just, ask one last time. Do you know any other family members of yours that used Depo Provera?
I know that my sister did. I don't know if she's experienced anything. I haven't talked to her in a long time, but I could contact her and ask.
Okay, if she wants to also in the event file a claim, you can extend my direct line to her and we'd be more than happy to see what we can do to help, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You
Stay safe.
too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.